Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Our gospel this morning is Matthew 4, 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. Many of us are tempted by fast food. There's advertisements everywhere. They have cute little jingles, and sometimes they have like mascots that are colorful, and they have that like childlike expression just to tempt you to purchase that fast food menu, just luring you in. There are some people that filed lawsuits against one of these particular food franchises. And they were denied. It was thrown out due to lack of evidence. However, there was one individual that thought, let me see if I can have an experiment. But this individual, in 2004, an American filmmaker named Morgan Spurlock, he decided a very unscientific way to have this experiment by himself being the guinea pig. Any scientist will tell you, you cannot use yourself for the experiment. Where is the baseline? But he used himself to only eat fast food between February 1st and March the 2nd, and to see how it would affect him. Three doctors, a cardiologist, a gastroenterologist, and a general practitioner, but he also had on his team a nutritionist and a personal trainer. Spurlock willingly chose to eat three meals a day from this fast food menu. But this team of professionals was with him prior, during, and post this experiment. As he was doing this experiment, every time he would enter into this fast food chain, and he was asked, "Would you like that to be supersized? That face-to-face temptation?" He did. 6 weeks after the movie documenting Spurlock's gaining 24.5 pounds, sluggishness, headache, depression. And who is still currently suffering from irreversible heart damage. The company abandoned their supersize campaign. I guess it wasn't great for what they wanted to accomplish. And the fast food company added healthy choices to their menu, as well as their mascot that was really geared to children, became a mascot that looked fit and could exercise and do things that were not previously put into those commercials. Now remember, Spurlock willingly chose to eat fast food for a certain period of time. And even when those health concerns started to arise, he continued because he wanted to continue that mad scientist experiment. But I doubt that he knew the long-lasting effects would be something that would harm his precious heart. During this Lenten season, we enter into a time when we willingly remove vices like fast food. We don't want them in our everyday lives because we want to have that chance to reflect and have something change within us as Jesus did. It is a time that begins between Ash Wednesday and Maundy Thursday, or the day after Shove Pancake Day, Mardi Gras or Carnival, to the Easter season. It is not to be a guinea pig man scientist experiment, but it is something that during these 40 days and nights, we followers of Christ's teachings choose to change our usual fast-paced lives into a season of inner reflection, prayer, service, and fasting from certain foods, habits, or some other pleasures. We stand tall by making healthy choices for ourselves or helping others. Isaiah 58:6-7 says that, "Is not this the fast that I choose, to loosen the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin." In our scripture today, Matthew 4:4, Jesus says, when he answers his tempter, saying, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Even though Jesus is famished, Jesus is spiritually aware that he is being tempted. He will not use, God bless you, his divine powers to test God. Now, is there a healthy reason that we need to test God? To be a guinea pig, to do something harmful to ourselves? Should we willingly place ourselves in harm's way for our personal gain, our selfish personal gain? In the Bible, we do not find that there is one particular method to fast. Fasting is something that's personal. I don't know what is your fast, and you do not know what mine is. Mine could be having a certain hour in the day that I pray. yours could be having a certain hour in the day that you pray, but it might not be the same hour. There are simple things like not having chocolate, that's not that simple, not having sugar, which grows in even to more, not having coffee, which could be dangerous for your spouse. There are lots of ways that you can choose to fast during this season that does not harm you. But there are ways to follow Christ's teachings that we incorporate this fasting example that is not written specifically in the Bible and probably not for a reason that we know, but it helps us to know that we can choose to fast or not to fast and have that be our reflection daily. Our personal method of fasting does not need to convince or persuade God, but rather to identify with God's wants for humankind. Have you chosen to deny yourself something during this Lenten season? Have you added a certain something to this Lenten season? What will you choose to mature spiritually with during these 40 days? And 40 nights. Jesus came to live with us, to walk with us, to teach us, to die for our trespasses, and then to live forever for us. As we inwardly reflect, pray, God bless you, serve, and connect with Christ's teachings, we are blessedly assured that our spiritual path towards awareness will be revealed. We are here, breathing in and out, and knowing that Jesus is with us. In John 14, 25 through 26, Jesus says that I am still with you, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom God will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. We are not alone on this path. We have each other. We have Christ's teachings, and we have the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Now, we will be tempted. There are advertisements everywhere on our phones. They're just everywhere. We are inundated with temptation. And our bodies have wants. And there's always sugar there. My personal, there's always chocolate. Let us be equipped with the strength of the word to stand tall and to make healthy decisions. We do not need to fear our tempters nor ache because of spiritual hunger. For in Matthew 6, 11 and 13 says, God gives us this day our daily bread and leads us not into temptation, but delivers us from evil. God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are strengthening our life's journey. We are here and we will be able to wade through the temptations. We are not alone. Thankfully, we are faithfully knowing that the long-lasting effects of God's love is precious and healthy for our hearts by standing tall with the amazing grace of Christ's teaching example.